AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
All right, guys, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter. That's for you, Jay. We could be reading your letter live on the air. Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Yes. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject. Oh, no, she didn't. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in my late 30s, and I found out that my husband of 10 years has a girlfriend on the side. I've been tracking his car for months, and he picks her up from work, takes her to dinner, and then comes home. I even know where she lives, and I've sat outside her house and blew the horn and waved at her. She knows who I am, so it's odd that she's never mentioned anything to my husband. A few weeks ago, I noticed a change in my husband's pattern. He stopped picking her up from work, so I thought they had broken up. I sat outside her house and saw a different man leaving out, and she was in a robe at the door. She noticed my car and threw a finger sign at me. Oh, no, she didn't. I was beyond mad, but couldn't do a thing because she might have a gun. As you can probably tell, I don't care about my husband cheating because I barely have sex with him anymore. But in the few times I do, I don't want him giving me any kind of cooties that she may have given him. I don't like that she's giving it up to other men besides my husband because that's just nasty. I did not go back to her house because I don't want any problems, but I did notice that my husband still sees her. I have tracked him for so long, and I finally decided to tell him about it. I told him he's been followed, tracked, spied on, and everything else. He tried to lie and defend himself, but I told him there was no way to fix this. I let him know that the bigger problem is that his girlfriend is bound to give him a disease sooner or later because she's fooling around with other men. He said, I'm crazy. And he brought up divorcing me. So much for trying to help him and keep him safe. How can I fix this? This is a crazy letter right here. This letter makes no sense. Why do you think you have to fix this? You can shut it down or threaten their lives and stop it, but your husband should be the one to quote or unquote fix it. I mean, this is a mess he created, and that's for your husband to do if it is at all fixable, and it doesn't look like it is. He's already throwing around the D word, talking about divorce. And what kind of marriage is this anyway? I mean, he has a side chick who you know about, and you say you don't care about him anyway, and you don't have sex with him, really. All you're concerned about is him bringing home a disease and those rare times you do have sex with him. Of course, that's a valid concern, but you know, you don't have to stay in this loveless marriage and worry about his side chick having a gun if you roll up on her. You don't have to stay in this. You don't have that to worry about. You're miserable. He's miserable. The only one who seems to be, you know, having any fun in this thing is the side chick. You know, she's with your man. She's with other men. She's giving you the finger, flipping you off. So, again, what is there to fix in all of this? I mean, your marriage is a sham. It's unhappy. And you and your husband don't even like each other. You all don't even like each other. I mean, surely you don't want to spend another 10 years of your life in this mess. So how can you fix this? It sounds unfixable to me. I mean, there's no mention of love. There's no mention of anything in here that would make me think that, you know, that's what you want to do, save your marriage. And certainly your husband doesn't feel that way either. Steve?
I just see so much in this letter writer.
Yeah.
The title of the letter, "Oh No, She Didn't." What? Did you listen to your letter when you wrote it? Did you read back through it? Did you not know that when Shirley got through giving you her advice, didn't you know I was going to get this letter and I was finna do something? I'm in my late 30s. I found out my husband of 10 years has a girlfriend on the side. I've been tracking his car for months. He picks her up from work, takes her to dinner, then comes home. Comes home to what? No hell, no fury, no notes, no car windows, no poison in the food, no, and you ain't tried to stab him. He come home and then y'all what? Nothing. I even know where she lives, and I've sat outside of her house and blew the horn and waved at her. What is you waving at her for? What? Why are you outside this woman's house blowing a horn, waving at her? She knows who I am, so it's odd that she's never mentioned anything to my husband. What? That's your concern?
Right.
It's odd to me that she's never mentioned anything to my husband. Wait a minute. That's the odd part? Wait a minute. You didn't see nothing odd about him picking up her up from work and taking her to dinner, then coming home, and you letting him live? Then you didn't think it was odd that when you blew the horn and you waved at her, she ain't come out and y'all talk? She knows who I am, so as I, she never mentioned anything to my husband. A few weeks ago, I noticed a change in my husband's pattern. He stopped picking her up from work, so I thought they'd broken up. Oh, I set our house and saw a different man leaving, and she was in a robe at the door. She noticed my car and threw up a finger at me. Oh, no, she didn't. What?
Hold on, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, oh no, she didn't. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject, oh no, she didn't.
This one of the dumbest letter writers we done had. Oh no, she didn't. Done found out your man got a husband, got a girlfriend for 10 years on the side. And he pick her up from work, take her to dinner, then he come home without any consequences. None. He just come home. I even know where she lives, and I sit outside her house and blew the horn and waved at her. What is you waving at her for? She went on back in the house. So she knows who I am. So it's odd that she ain't never mentioned anything to, excuse me, my husband. Your husband? It's odd that she ain't mentioned nothing to him. I can't believe you ain't said nothing to his ass. I really can't. What kind of sister are you? It don't even get no better than this letter. A few weeks ago, I noticed a change in my husband's pattern. He stopped picking her up from work, so I thought they had broken up. Oh, I bet you was relieved about that. You didn't have to go tracking no more. Uh-oh. But I sat outside her house, and I saw a different man leaving out, and she was in a robe at the door. She noticed my car and threw up a finger sign at me. Oh, no, she didn't. You mad at her throwing up at the finger at you? Skip the fact that your husband been picking her up, taking her to dinner, screwing her. And the part you mad at is she had on a robe and threw a finger up at you at the door. She said I was beyond mad, but I couldn't do anything about it because she might have a gun. Oh, on top of all this, now you scared. Boy, you live in shame and fear. As you can probably tell, I don't care about my husband cheating because I barely have sex with him anymore.
He still does, but just barely.
But barely have sex with him. But in the few times I do, I don't want him giving me any kind of cooties that she may have given him. Listen to this next ignorant-ass line. I don't like that she's giving it up to other men besides my husband. What? What did you just type? Lady, you really typed this to some people? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you telling it to somebody, I could see somebody going, what did you just say? But when you type it, that takes an extra level of concentration. And then you press send. You send it to us. I don't like that she's giving it up to other men besides my husband because that's just nasty. Can I tell you something in this letter, man? This lady is mad at all the wrong stuff.
Wrong things.
You just mad at everything the wrong damn way. Look, I did not go back to her house because I don't want any problems. All the problems is at your house. The cooties is at your house. The cheetah is at your house. But I did notice that my husband still sees her. What? I have tracked him for so long, I finally decided to tell him about it. And I told him he's been followed, tracked, spied on, and everything else. He tried to lie and defend himself. But I told him there was no way to fix this. He ain't trying to fix it. I heard in your letter where he trying to fix it. I let him know that the bigger problem is, there's a bigger problem than your husband cheating on you, taking another woman to dinner, then coming home to you. Here's the bigger problem, is that his girlfriend is bound to give him a disease sooner or later because she's fooling around with other men. Now, I bet that'll hurt your ass. He said I'm crazy. He's right. And I brought her and brought up divorcing me. So much for trying to help him. Wait a minute. Whoa, lady. What did you just say? So much for trying to help him. What are you trying to help him for? What are you trying to help him do? So much for trying to help him and keep him safe. How can I fix this? Wait a minute. Let me make this perfectly clear. You a fool. You a fool. How can I fix this? What are you trying to fix? Why are you trying to help him? He ain't trying to fix it. But see, you mad at all the wrong things, lady. You mad because he pick up. You ain't mad because he pick up from work and take her to dinner and then come home. You ain't mad at that. You really mad at that. It's odd she ain't never mentioned to her husband that you blow the horn and wave at her. What you mad at is she came to her door after another man left with a robe on and she threw a finger up at you. That's what you mad at. And you mad at your husband because you trying to help him. Ma'am,
But she doesn't care about him.
You are a fool. And you should stop being a fool. You a fool for him, and he ain't crazy about you. I don't know why you want this man as your husband. I don't know what it is you call yourself trying to fix. You have nothing to fix. You've told this man he cheats on you. He told you you crazy, and he brought up divorce. Now you want to fix it. To go back into what, lady? Stop being a fool. Stop being a fool. Let this man go.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Look, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook and at Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.